Winter Bell wants you, oh so bad. You're not the only call he's ever had. And if he says he's gonna call on you, don't you know it's just the Snowplow Show. So take the call from Roy Jermel. Pick up that phone. He's on the air with the Snowplow Show.
So pick up Roy Jermel on
the Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
Hey everyone, this is RBCP and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by Michael Foster. Thank you, Michael Foster, for sponsoring a show way back in November and December and January. Dark Stranger just messaged me on Facebook and she came up with the best idea ever for choosing the sponsors of each show. Is what I'm going to do is I'm going to write every single sponsor name on a little scrap of paper and I'll put them all into a hat and I'll draw one name out of the hat and that'll be the sponsor. And then I'll just throw the rest of them away. And then presto, sponsorship problem taken care of. From now on, it's not so much a sponsor, it's more like a raffle to be a sponsor. Thanks, DS, for that great idea. And congratulations, Michael Foster, for winning the raffle today. And for the rest of you, sorry, I'm throwing your names away now. In fact, no, wait, I'm not just going to throw them away. I'm going to rip them up. I'm going to rip up all the other sponsors into shreds. Yep, I'm ripping them up. Because this is what it sounds like when you rip up little tiny scraps of paper. This is totally realistic. So that intro you just heard, that was done by someone named Zeke Doer, also known as Doortai on Reddit. He posted that on Reddit and said he's thinking about making a 3-minute version of it. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to use it yet. I think he was just trying to get feedback. But fuck it, I'm going to steal it and use it for my show. So thank you, Doortai, a.k.a. Zeke something something. He says now that he's done with it, he's just going to make a cake for his next homework assignment, I guess. I have a few updates today regarding the Lunk alarms. The first update is a clip of XYZ pissing off a Lunkhead from Planet Fitness. This is an 8-minute prank call, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm just going to play a short clip here. But you'll hear him in the background here in just a second saying, "Don't press it again, the Lunkhead." See? Don't press it again.
Wow, that was great. Is someone yelling back there? I heard someone saying something.
Yeah.
Oh, let me explain everything to him. I'll get him off your back.
Did you want to explain to him?
Yeah, I'll explain to him.
Hello, yes.
Yeah,
listen,
hi.
Are you a management?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm a customer here. This 30-second test of this alarm, yeah, don't do that when you have customers in here.
Hey, look, listen, idiot, we can do whatever the fuck we want, okay?
Hey, fuck you.
Whoa. Excuse me? Excuse me, hello?
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, kick him out right now. Get him out. Get him out. He's banned.
I can't. He's already gone.
Oh, is he a Lunkhead? Is that...
No, he's normally not. There's a bunch of elderly people in here, and apparently that was too much for them.
Well, you know what? Kick them out, too. This is ridiculous. We have to run. He's a Lunkhead. That's what he is.
So that was pretty great. A customer got angry and left. Stormed out of Planet Fitness because he just couldn't handle the test of the Lunk alarm. Then we also have a prank from Palindrome where he got a Planet Fitness employee to not only test the Lunk alarm, but while he's testing it, he got him to say, "PLA, go away," over and over. So here's a clip of that call.
It's at 25%.
Turn it off now?
No, it's at 25% out of 100.
Okay.
Can you yell cactus?
Yell cactus?
Yes.
Cactus! I did.
Yell PLA and then say go away.
PLA! Anything else?
You say PLA, go away.
One more time?
Yes.
PLA!
You gotta say go away after it. You gotta say PLA, go away.
PLA, go away?
Yeah.
Alright. PLA, go away. not doing anything.
Okay, perfect. You can stop the alarm now.
It's not doing anything? Like, saying that would do something? Oh. Like it's an incantation or something? So that was pretty amusing. You know, back in the 90s, when me and Zach would do prank calls together, we would tell people, if you want us to stop calling you, you have to say, go away, PLA. And, you know, that would be our goal. We'd try and get them to say, go away, PLA. But thanks to G-Ad from The Art of Phone Larking, he got some people to do it backwards, and now everyone does it backwards. Now instead of go away, PLA, it's PLA, go away. So thanks a lot for that, G-Ad. God damn it. I'm kidding. I don't really care which way it's said. I just think it's amusing that people are still saying that. But really, though, what the hell is wrong with employees? I mean, I can see getting them to set off the lunk alarm. But, like, yelling out things, thinking that's going to do something to the system, that's going to fix things. These damn young people. You know, there are a lot of young listeners to the Snowplow Show, and if somebody calls your job and asks you to do ridiculous things, you need to question authority. Damn it. Not questioning authority makes things like in that movie Compliance happen, where you end up getting strip-searched and molested. I'm pretty sure Palindrome could have strip-searched and molested that guy if he wanted to. And then there's one last clip I have here. It's also from Palindrome, who I think broke the news that there is actually a memo that's been sent out by Planet Fitness telling their employees not to trust anyone on the phone who says they're from the corporate office. So, of course, Palindrome called a Planet Fitness and told a girl that he was with the corporate office and to read the memo to him. So here is a clip of a Planet Fitness employee reading the memo to Palindrome.
Okay, sorry about that. I wasn't able to find the printed out copy, but I do have the email. Basically, it says, in the past 24 hours, we have received several reports of clubs getting inappropriate prank calls. This notice is to alert you of the call so that you may take appropriate action. In each reported instance, the calls are happening in the late evening hours, typically between 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. The calls appear to come from Planet Fitness Corporate with the correct number, 603-750-1. The caller is asking the front desk to test the lunk alarm for 20 to 30 seconds. Then they're asking to speak to a Black Card member to conduct a survey. The survey usually begins with a question on whether the member uses the Black Card amenities, then turns extremely vulgar. While we continue to investigate the source of the prank calls, we're asking any club who receives a similar prank to take the following actions. One, immediately challenge the caller and ask for their name and their supervisor's name, request a callback number, and tell them you will have to call them back. Do not.
See, even the corporate office says that you should question authority.
Comply with the request to test the lunk alarm and do not allow them to speak to a member. Report the call to security@planetfitness.com.
And, of course, obviously, the memo didn't do any good at all because, you know, she read the memo. She read a private corporate memo to a prank caller. So that shows how good the memo did, and people have still been doing lunk alarm pranks on the various prank shows that have happened over the past week. Is what I think we should do is we should call up a Planet Fitness, and we should find out what the email address of the corporate office is, and then we should use an email spoofing service, and we should send out emails to all of the Planet Fitness locations, making it appear as if the email is coming from the corporate office, and say, hey, we made a mistake. It's okay, just anyone that calls on the phone, you can trust them. It's no problem at all. Or, here we go. We'll tell them that they, as long as the person on the phone has the secret code word, which of course would be cactus, or maybe Malibu, as long as they have that code word, it's okay to do anything that they say. But of course, I'm completely kidding. Please, nobody do that, and then blame me for it. It sure is a funny thought, though. Thanks, Palindrome and XYZ, for those lunk alarm updates. It's been a hilarious week of lunk alarm pranks, but we should probably just move on to something new at this point. I think everyone's getting tired of hearing that noise all the time on all of the prank shows. Here is a request from an anonymous person. He says, take a look in Street View, and gives me an address in Warren, Michigan. This guy apparently built an additional floor to his home. However, it was apparently built in such a way that it doesn't blend with the surrounding neighborhood and looks completely retarded. Call and say that you're from the Zoning and Development Commission and that he must tear down the second floor and rebuild it in a way that blends with the surrounding neighborhood. Say that it is policy to ensure building style uniformity in each neighborhood and that it is policy. So I have to say that it's policy twice, according to this guy. And I'm looking on Street View here, and it does look really out of place. Like, every single house on this street is a brick one-story house. All up and down the street, like really, really far down the street, everywhere, one-story brick houses. And this guy's house, it looks like it used to be a one-story brick house, but they ripped off their roof and built a really gigantic house on top of their brick house. Not out of bricks, out of siding, so it looks extra weird. And then you look at the back of their house, and there's another big section that's sticking out of the back of the house, just on the first floor. Like, holy crap, how much space do they need? It looks like it used to be a two-bedroom house, and now it's an eight-bedroom house.
Hello?
Hello, Sheila?
Yes?
This is Gary from the zoning board here in Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know that we've taken a look at your house where you've built that extra level on it, and that's going to have to come down.
Who is this?
This is Gary from the zoning board here in Warren.
Yeah, we're not... Who is this?
Oh, wow, I've told you twice now. Don't you remember those other two times I told you who I was?
Yeah, your voice sounds somewhat familiar, and you're messing with me.
I'm not messing with you. That house, like, compared to the other houses on the street, you look like fucking hobos. And that needs to come down immediately. We did not.
Yeah, I'm trying to replace your voice, and it's bugging me that I can't.
We did not authorize that. Oh, are you by chance a Snowplow Show listener?
What was that?
Nothing. Never mind. Listen, your house looks like hobos live there. It's like a mansion for hobos. Like, are you just trying to outdo everyone else on your street?
That's what we're going for.
Oh, because, I mean, everyone else has small houses, and then... Does your husband
So are you really messing with me? Because if you're not just a friend of mine messing with me, and you're really being rude here, then I am going to be pissed off, so...
No, this is Gary. I do work at the zoning committee, and your house is just, it's ridiculous. Does your husband have a small dick? Is that why this happened?
Okay, you're an asshole. You got that?
What? No, you can't call me an asshole. We're going to bulldoze your house. That was so rude.
Hello?
Hey, Perry. I was told that you have a small dick, and that's why your house is three times as tall as everyone else's house on your street. I'm calling from the zoning committee. This is Gary. Are you being silent because it's true? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Hello?
Hello, Perry. Hello?
Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Bob Dabalina. I'm the producer of the Skippy and Dippy Show here on 100.3 The Gerbil, 100.3 FM. And I just wanted to let you know that our wacky morning DJs, they made a prank call to you, and we just need to get your permission to air that on the morning show tomorrow so our listeners can laugh at it.
Absolutely, positively not.
Why not?
I will be talking to the mayor tomorrow. Thank you very much.
What, the mayor? What? Why would you talk to the mayor?
Because you decided to use a city line.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. The mayor said we could.
Oh, yes, there is, buddy. You can go take a flying fuck and jump off of the Empire State Building for all I care.
We're not even in New York. Why would I? That seems like a lot of effort to take a flying fuck, go all the way to New York from Michigan. Yeah, so when I called him, I wanted to use the phone number of the zoning board or whatever, and the first number I saw was just from the mayor's office. So I just used that one, you know, close enough. Probably says City of Warren on it, right? Holy crap, that was fun. All right. Thank you, anonymous submitter, for that one. You know what I should do? I should change my phone number to Perry and Sheila's phone number, and I should call the neighbors. I should call the neighbors right across the street from them. Fred and Nancy, who seem to have a listed phone number as well, and make fun of them for having hobo houses.
Hello, we are not a...
Okay, Fred and Nancy didn't answer their phone. The next people down the street, Deborah and William, they didn't answer their phone. Maybe this guy, Philip, will answer his phone. We're now three houses down from... what's their names again? Perry and Sheila.
Hello, you have reached 586-7...
Okay, so I guess I'll try the people next door to Perry and Sheila.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dominica?
Yes.
Hey, this is your neighbor down the street. This is Perry. I live over on the corner.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know who this is, right? The one in the big house?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one on the corner?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, yeah. I was just wondering, you know, as my neighbor, do you feel really insignificant in your little tiny one-story house with just two bedrooms?
I have two bedrooms. I have three.
Well, whatever. I mean, it's still it's still not as many as we have. We have like eight.
Well, you got a bigger family than I have.
Yeah. Well, does it make you feel just really insignificant? And I don't know. Basically, I feel like the rest of the neighborhood looks like a bunch of hobos compared to our house.
No, I don't feel that way.
Yeah, but
I've been here for going on 52 years, and I've never felt happier.
So you're just used to the hobo lifestyle of living in just a teeny little...
Yeah, why? What am I supposed to do?
I bet your bedrooms are smaller than mine, too.
Probably they are.
Yep, because when we built this big addition on top of our house, we made our bedrooms really big, and we have like a master bedroom and everything.
Well, back then when we built, they weren't that big.
Yeah. Everyone was hobos back then.
You know, we managed. I had two kids. They grew up here.
Yep. But, I mean, they grew up in a hobo house.
So?
You ever think about just building on, you know, on top of, like, just...
No, I think about moving.
Why are you going to move?
I thought about that 20 years ago.
Oh, why didn't you move?
But I didn't do it.
How come?
Well, we couldn't do it. Our kids were in school.
Oh, I see. Well, they could just move schools.
Yeah, they could have, but they were happy where they were.
Yeah, you know what? You should just rip off your roof and put a house on top of your house and have a big house, a big nice house like mine.
No, I can't afford that.
Oh, you could. I'll help you out.
No, by what?
I don't know. We'll get some lumber from the junkyard or something.
Yeah, sure.
I just feel bad because everyone else on the street lives in tiny little hobo houses, and my house is like a mansion.
Well, that's you.
I know.
I don't feel that way. That does not bother me.
Does it bother you that, like, every time you leave the house, you have to drive by my nice, big, beautiful house, my mansion?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
I mean...
You're talking to the wrong person.
Don't you think, like, from now on, when you drive by, you'll probably, you know, you'll start to think about it more?
Yeah, I probably will look.
Yeah. I mean, even though we have a bunch of crap in our driveway, we have a big house, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was good getting to know you and everything.
All right, then.
I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Make sure when you drive by, you wave. And you wave. Okay, that's the end of that. I tried to call, I think, 6 or 7 people. Nobody answered but that lady. Or wait, no, maybe we could call the next one down. This is Chester.
The number you have reached
Chester's
has
dead.
Been disconnected.
Rest in peace, Chester. So we'll try James.
Hello?
Hello, James?
What do you want him for?
Well, I'm his neighbor. This is Perry. I live down the street.
Oh, okay.
What are you being so rude for?
I'm not. What do you want?
Oh, well, is this James or not?
Yeah.
Oh, because you said, what do you want him for, as if you're not him. What the hell was that? These people with landlines, they just get bombarded with telemarketers, I think.
Hello.
Hi, James. It's Perry down the street.
Hi. Okay.
You know which house I'm in, right? The one over on the corner, the really big one?
That two-story?
Yeah, the mansion, basically.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought it was a salesperson.
No, sorry. I told you at first. I'm down the street. I live in the mansion over on the corner.
Right.
I was just wondering, you know, like, because you live in such a small little hobo house... Do you get jealous whenever you drive by and see my mansion?
Yeah.
Do you? James?
Do I what?
Do you get jealous whenever you drive by and see my mansion?
No. Mm-mm.
Like, you don't feel, like, insignificant and stuff? Like, because you drive by and you see such a nice, huge, beautiful mansion? And
no, I think it's nice to have something like that around here.
Yeah, but you live in a little hobo house with all the other little hobo houses on the street.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, no, I know you don't think so, but, I mean, come on. The fact is, every other house on the street is just tiny by comparison.
Every other house on the street is what?
It's just tiny and stupid. These stupid little brick houses.
Well, so what do you want us to do?
Like, your houses don't even have siding on them.
Siding? You got the wrong place. These are all brick here.
I know. Ours used to be brick, too, but then we added this big siding house on top of it, so it looks much better than yours.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Okay. You got a nice house, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Are you jealous?
No, not at all. I don't care what you have.
You should be jealous, because my house is huge. Like, my bedrooms are huge. My house is huge. We even have huge hallways. You know, if you ever wanted to knock on the door, I'd give you a tour of my mansion.
No, I'm really not interested. I don't even give it any thought when I go by. It's just another structure.
I bet you will from now on. Because, I mean, like, you live in just this tiny little crappy house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
While I'm living in a mansion.
Is that what you called about?
Yeah. I just wanted to rub it in your face.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know what I live in.
Okay, you're welcome. No problem at all, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, this isn't turning out nearly as hilarious as I was hoping. I was hoping they'd break down in tears over their hobo houses, but nope, they just don't care. I thought you're supposed to covet thy neighbor. Isn't that what the Bible says? What's wrong with these people? David has a request here. He wants me to call a beauty salon type place, I think. He sent this on Friday. He said he was there while his fiancée was getting her eyebrows waxed and noticed that they left some stuff on the counter, and he took pictures for archival purposes in case something happens to their originals. And he snapped pictures of the appointment book that's sitting on the counter, which has customers' names and phone numbers on it. Unfortunately, it just has 3 customers' names and phone numbers. And I did try to call these on Friday, and none of them would answer. In fact, I tried to call them about 15 minutes after he sent them, because I was in the middle of recording Friday's episode when he sent these in. And then I tried again an hour or two later, still no answers. So these probably won't answer, but let's find out.
Hello?
Hello, Carmen?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave over at Hair. You were in here recently?
Yeah. This is actually Dawn Carmen's mom.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, she was in here. Is she available?
No, I'm driving home. Do you need something from her?
Well, it's just like we looked at our security cameras and she stole some of our waxing strips.
Oh, super.
And some of the vaginal waxing juice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she stole a bunch of those.
Well, I will be having a discussion with Carmen as soon as I get home. Oh. And, your merchandise will be paid for.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Also, she stole some scissors, and she jumped up on the counter and, like, ripped off her bra and just started waving it around like a helicopter. And we can't have that here, ma'am.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Then she got angry when we told her to cut it out, and she walked over to the counter with the register on it and just flipped it over, like flipping over a table, and then she picked up a chair and threw it.
Really? So if I came into, you would show me all of this on your security camera?
Yeah, we've got it right here on camera. And then she took a knife and started.
Who am I speaking with?
She took a knife and started threatening all the employees and customers here.
And why did you not call the police if all this happened?
Well, you know, we didn't want to involve the police in this. Come on, we're a nice little independent business.
Extreme of behavior.
I'm sorry, what? You cut out there. Hello? Oh, no. I'm really glad that our call didn't get cut off just like right after I said that she stole things, because that would have got this poor girl grounded. Which is hilarious and everything, but...
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I'm not sure what happened.
Because I'm in an area that has...
Oh, like...
Who am I speaking with again?
My name is Gary. Also, she left, and then she came back with a bulldozer, and she knocked down the whole store. And that's really inconvenient for us.
I would imagine so. How in God's name are you able to still call from the number?
I just kind of fished around in the rubble and pulled the phone out. And believe it or not, it still works.
It is terrible in horrific situations.
I can't understand you on your hobo phone, ma'am.
Notify what you didn't realize you were calling your mother.
What? What? Hello, ma'am? Oh, we lost her again. Oh, well. I think maybe she gets that it's a joke now, so she's not going to beat her daughter when she gets home. So that's nice. So let's try the other one, the other number that's in this appointment book. Oh, there's two left, actually. Two more numbers in this appointment book. This first guy's name is Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from... I think you were in here on Friday.
Yeah.
And we were reviewing our security tapes, and we noticed that you actually pocketed some waxing strips.
Okay.
And, you know, you stole them and left without paying.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know who you are, but I'm going to report you to the police.
Why? You're going to report me to the police? You're going to say, hello, police?
Absolutely.
These people are bothering me because I stole from their store?
I know Erin very well. She's my neighbor.
Okay. Well, I'm not Erin. I'm Dave.
Okay. What's your deal, Dave? Tell me the gig. How's the scam work?
What scam? I'm just saying you need to bring back our vaginal waxing strips.
Okay. Sure.
Because this is bullshit. You can't just come into our business and steal.
Oh, well, have Erin talk to me.
Why can't I talk to you?
Because I don't know who you are.
You stupid motherfucker.
Okay.
So when are you going to bring him back?
What? Okay, where do I bring him?
To stupid.
Okay, I'll be right down.
Okay, I can't wait. So you still have him with you? That's kind of weird.
Who are you?
You've been carrying him around with you all weekend?
Who are you?
I've already told you who I am a couple times now.
No, you told me your name's Dave.
Right. That's who I am.
Yeah, you know, this is all making sense now because while I was in there, I got a phone call twice.
Dun,
so
dun, dun.
Somehow you were able to, like, scam the phone numbers.
Scam? And, everything's a scam with you. Everything's a scam.
Okay, Dave, I'm going to call the police right now.
For what?
So I have your number.
Because you got caught shoplifting? Oh, shit. So he knows something's up. Oh, shit, I said my name's Dave. And it's a Dave that submitted this. Oops. Crap. Oh, no. I hope... I guess that David that submitted this would have had to have been in there doing something. And I think I just gave him up. Shit. Sorry, David. It was an accident. I've done this before. I always do this. And yeah, I was trying to call these on Friday, and I guess he was still in the store while I was calling, and he was not picking up his phone. You're probably going to get arrested, David, for submitting this number. My apologies for that.
Hi, this is Mike. Please leave a brief message.
Oh, and now he's not answering.
Hi, this...
Straight to voicemail.
Hi, this is Mike. Please leave a brief message and the time of your call, and I'll call you when I get a chance. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Mike. This is Bob Dabalina. I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Radio Show on 100.3 FM, The Gerbil. And I just needed to let you know that one of our Wacky Morning DJs, they made a prank phone call to you. And I wish you would answer because we need to get your permission to air this on tomorrow's morning show. And this is like a big, elaborate, hilarious, wacky morning DJ prank. And we just need to get your permission to air this. So if you could please call back ASAP. We just need to get your permission so that all of our listeners can laugh at you. So once again, Bob Dabalina, please call me back. Goodbye. There, now maybe he'll forget about the name Dave and focus more on tracking down Bob Dabalina. So David that submitted this... I think there's only a 75% chance now that you'll go to jail instead of a 100% chance. So you're welcome for that. Probably a small place like this doesn't have security cameras in there. They're not going to check their cameras and see David snapping pictures of the appointment book. I'm such a dummy. Should just stick to the name Roy. So here's the last one. This is Rachel.
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. This is Bob Dabalina from the... And hi, I guess you were in here on Friday, right?
Yep.
And it looks like I'm reviewing the security tapes from when you were here, and you stole some waxing strips. And you left without paying for them?
No.
Oh, it was definitely you. Without a doubt, it was definitely you. We have your picture and everything. And I showed Aaron, I showed everyone else here. And they're like, yep, that's the one, that's Rachel. You need to bring those wax...
I have no idea what you're talking about. What did it even look like?
They're waxing strips.
I've never used one of those in my life.
Yeah,
well, I honestly have no idea.
Okay,
Describe
get it.
The person you're seeing on video.
Oh, no, listen, I get it now. You're just embarrassed. You're embarrassed to take waxing strips.
No, I'm truly not. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And you also took a gallon jug of vaginal waxing juice.
And for gosh. You almost had me there.
Well, what are you talking about? No, I'm not kidding around. We really need you to bring these things back. Like we're being nice. We're not involving the authorities.
At this point, please do. That'd be awesome.
Why would it be awesome? You want to go to jail?
Buddy, I work for nuns. I honestly can guarantee you that I don't have those products and that you don't have a video of me walking out with a gallon of, what did you call it?
Vaginal waxing juice. It's what we use with the waxing
strips.
But
you know what? I have company from out of town, and we're in the middle of dinner.
Listen.
If you'd like to,
God damn it,
you
motherfucker.
Can certainly...
Listen to me.
What's that?
I said, God damn it, motherfucker. You need to listen to me. You better bring those back. Aw, that made her hang up. I guess I went too far with the gallon jug of vaginal waxing juice. That's how that works, right? You get the vaginal waxing juice. I've never had my vagina waxed, so I'm not sure how all that works. Anyway, there is one last page here, which has handwritten phone numbers on it, and most of them are crossed out. I can't read them. One of them has one of the digits cut off, the only one that I could use. But stupid David, he cut off the last digit, so I can't use that one. So I guess I'll just be done with these. Or, I don't know, there is one number here on the bottom that I could call. And her name is Janessa, but then it has the name of a business, so I figured it's not a customer, it's just the name of someone they're doing business with, maybe? I don't know.
Payment Systems Rewards Team, this is Janessa.
Oh, hey Janessa, this is Roy from...
Hi, how are you, Roy?
Oh, not too bad, I was just calling about our account, I just had a question.
Yeah, sure, what's up?
Do you know how many rewards points we have?
Let me see here. I don't think there is a points program running for you guys.
Oh, fucking shit, man. Fucking shit. Goddamn. Cocksucker. All right, I thought there was.
Is this or do you work there at...
Oh, yeah, I work here at... I run security cameras and everything. We have security cameras so we can, you know, zoom in on... customers' breasts and stuff while they're getting their work done. I have white filters on the lenses so I can see through their shirts. Oh man, it's so hot. You wish you had my job.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. I love how you said mmm. I can tell you're excited by it.
Okay.
What else does it say about us on our account? I don't know where to go with this.
If you can verify security with me, I can give you more information, but unfortunately I can't.
All right,
really
let's
divulge.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's verify.
Okay, let me get into the information so
do
I can
do it, motherfucker.
Okay, so I need two of three pieces of information.
Okay.
So that the three that we can choose from here is the federal tax ID number, the owner's last four of the Social Security, or the routing number for the bank account.
Oh, I have all of that. Do I have to give you the entire Social Security number or just the last four?
Just the last four.
3721.
No.
Okay. 5167.
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You're lying. I think you have the wrong things written in there. I think someone there, probably you, didn't know how to type and just put in typos everywhere. You probably have... you're probably
not
dyslexic.
The case here, sir.
I think you're dyslexic, ma'am. Were there transpose numbers or just... completely wrong.
I'm sorry, I can't tell you that.
0727.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No, I guess not. I mean, there is. There's so much we need to do here, but since you typed in all the information wrong when you first set it up, it's just not going to work.
I'm sorry that I can't help you.
Can you say that you're sorry that you typed in everything wrong?
I did not type this information in, and I do not believe that there is an error here, sir.
I think you did. I think you're just ashamed to admit it, because it'll make you feel dumb.
I am sorry for your opinion on that, and I'm going to discontinue
this call. That was a
thank you.
Backhanded apology, wasn't it?
Have a nice afternoon.
You too. Goodbye, ma'am. I have no idea what that business did, but apparently they have social security numbers and routing numbers and stuff. Oh, I'm looking at the original request here, and it says that he's at that business while his fiance gets her eyebrows waxed. So his name's not going to be on any of the paperwork, I wouldn't think. So that's good to know. They probably won't connect David with me, I think. Hopefully not. But I guess just to be safe, I'm going to take the name of the business out of this entire call. You know, I'm going to edit the name of the business out so that you listeners don't call in and tell them, which kind of sucks because it's the coolest business name ever. But whatever. I'm finished with this one. Thank you once again, David, for sending in this request. Oh, by the way, this David guy, he also sent me a photo maybe a week before this one. It was a scrap of paper on a counter at a restaurant, and it was the name and phone number of a girl who had lost her wallet inside the restaurant. And I guess she left her name and number hoping someone would call back with it. I really wanted to do that one. I tried that a bunch, and she never would answer. I tried using the restaurant's phone number and other random phone numbers in her area, but she would not answer her phone, so I gave up. And the last time that I called, I left a voicemail where I just kind of muttered, oh, I guess she doesn't want her wallet back, whatever, and hung up the phone. So hopefully she'll hear that and it'll get her hopes up and everything. But I really wanted to do that one, David, but she never did pick up. And that happens a lot on requests. And I always feel like I should email the person that left the request and tell them it didn't work out, but fuck that shit. That would take forever. I'm way too lazy for that. So if your request never gets played on here, there's probably some kind of reason like that. Holy cow, we're already 37 minutes into this show. That's crazy. We better do some voicemails, and by the time we get done with those, it'll probably just be time to quit. So,
yeah. Hey, Brad, I was just listening to your most recent episode.
Of course you were.
Of the Snowflash Show, and you mentioned the 1969 Bell logo, and you said that I should have a look at it. So I did, and there was a picture of someone with a tattoo, and then you said, I have that tattooed on my forearm, and I thought, oh, it couldn't be of Brad because it's on their upper arm, not their forearm. And then I put my mouse over it, and it is yours.
Holy
so
shit.
That's your upper arm. The forearm is the bit between your elbow and hand.
Oh.
Dummy.
Yeah, I'm a big stupid. I don't know the difference between my forearm and my upper arm. Whatever. I think it's safe to say, though, that I'm the only person in the world with a tattoo of the Bell logo on their arm, on their forearm.
Hey there, it's Corbin. Calling you to let you know a joke. All right. What does Star 69 and a hooker have in common?
I don't know. What does Star 69 and a hooker have in common?
The name and the act.
Okay, I
probably should have given it better delivery. Sounded funnier in my head.
And if you're drunk or high, probably. And if Olga's reading it. Olga makes all the jokes funny.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
So I was listening to one of your old shows. I know that sounds really odd, but you know when you call somebody who checks into Yelp? And let's say the person... Okay, you could either take it two ways. Let's say the person does not... It cannot be found in the room, but that person who's like, oh, so who are you... Like the waitress, they're like, oh, so who are you looking for? You should say that you're looking for Mike... Hunt.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That's a good
and
one.
You should just hear them just start screaming Mike Hunt around the whole place. Or, like...
Or, you know, it's even a better name, Mike, last name, Ockerts.
If the person you get on the phone from the Yelp check-in, say that they're the millionth customer and that they have to scream a phrase and make them yell chocha. It's basically like banchoed. Chocha means pussy in Spanish. So just get people to swear really badly and start screaming things.
That's vulgar, though. I remember once I got a hold of someone in an Indian restaurant through Yelp, And didn't I try to get the customer to yell banchoed at the waitress or something? I can't remember if it worked or not. That could be fun, though. Instead of making people run around and do the shopping spree, just get them to scream out ridiculous things. Like, maybe not even curse words. Maybe more like, get someone to scream out, I'm a pretty princess or something. Or we convince them that the mascot of that restaurant is, his name is Mike Hunt. And get them to scream, Mike Hunt is on fire! As loud as they can to win the prize. You know what's fun is when you go into Walmart and you're walking around Walmart or, you know, any large store like that, and you call up Walmart and you get them to page somebody over the paging system while you're in the store and get them to page Mike Hunt or Mike Ockertz or whatever. That's everyone's homework assignment tonight. Next time you're in Walmart, you need to call up the Walmart and get them to page crazy names while you listen so you can walk around the store and giggle at yourself for how clever you are.
I'm kind of proud of myself because I left the voicemail that asked about Murdoch and Evil Cow. And apparently this caused Murdoch to call in and leave a voicemail, which was interesting. And it reminded me of a story.
Wasn't
like,
that interesting?
Way back in like the early 2000s.
Wait, didn't I play this voicemail already?
I used to hang out on the PLA voice bridge and would just kind of listen. I didn't really talk much on it. And
maybe not.
One night, like this one night, like Murdoch and some other people were on the bridge, and I three-way called the restaurant that I used to work at, which was an Applebee's. And Murdoch called and asked for the manager, and just started complaining about, you know, bad service he'd received. And the manager's all, well, you know, I wish you would have said something when you were here.
They always say that.
And, you know, the manager, you know, asks, what is it you want me to do about, you know, the situation, you know, with the bad service? And Murdoch just, like, really casually says,
pull out my nipples.
Well, you could give me head. And she just, yeah, the manager was like, are you fucking crazy? I don't know. He was just so fucking depraved and horrible. Like, yeah, Murdoch was a bad person.
That sounds like something Murdoch would say.
Hi, Roy. I'm actually calling just to ask when you're going to get a Bitcoin a little address thingy. Because I have a Bitcoin
you know, address.
What I'm basically looking to do right now is to card you a bunch of Bitcoins and send them to you so you get in
great.
Trouble. I'm funny, I got you, bro. Anyways, if you'd like, I can go ahead and send you some Bitcoin, like probably a few pennies. You're going to appreciate it.
You're going to card me a few pennies?
Basically, you know, that's the main reason I'm calling today. Just to let you know, don't forget how fat you are. Love you.
Oh, thanks for that. My listeners are so nice, carding me pennies and calling me fat. Guess what, everyone? I have tried to make more calls after the voicemails, and nothing's working out. Nobody's answering. It sucks. But that is my excuse for ending the show right now. Because it's getting kind of late, and if I want to put this out on Monday, then I just need to quit. So thank you for listening to The Snowplow Show. Thanks, Michael Foster, for sponsoring today's show, for being the raffle winner. And crap, now I don't have any sponsors left, because I ripped them all up and threw them away. It's all DS's fault. I guess I'm just not going to do any more shows for the rest of this month. If any of you would like to contribute to the show, the address to go to is patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. I suggest donating just $1 a month, and that way I don't have to do anything for you. You know, you just give me the money and I completely ignore you. That's really awesome. I love the $1 donators that I can just ignore and pretend don't exist. Thank you, $1 contributors. Be sure to visit phonelosers.org and look at the show notes. All of those lunk alarm pranks that I played at the beginning of the show, those are all linked in the show notes. Those are all on YouTube. And, I just played small clips of them. They're actually much longer calls on a couple of those, I think. So if you want to hear the full calls right now, go to phonelosers.org and look on the show notes for today's show. Hey, you remember that really old song I did a long time ago called Flip All the Switches? I had a guy named Ben Stahl create a completely original instrumental for that. So it's not just some crappy karaoke thing I downloaded off a website. Now it's got a much better instrumental to it. And that's why I'm going to play that song right now for the end of the show. This is Flip All the Switches, which is now available on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. Completely free downloads if you want to download the song. I couldn't put them on there before because it was a copyrighted karaoke track. But now it's not. So also in the show notes, links to download Flip All the Switches, a much better version, in my opinion. Here it is. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Circle K, Pam speaking.
Hello, ma'am. It's Roy Gerbell.
Yes?
I'm calling you from the corporate cell.
Okay.
There's a problem you need to know. Your system's down and the network's slow.
Oh, great.
Every time you make a sale, the board lights up and the hard drive fails. But don't worry, we can make it stop. Head to the back and find the breaker box. Okay, now just you listen.
Do what you're told.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of them?
We're resetting the system.
I'm scared to do this.
Flip all the switches. We'll fix this now. We need your help. This is a part of working in retail.
Okay, then.
Don't you worry, we're almost through. Open the door label panel 2. Okay, now just you listen.
We gotta do this now.
You need to flip all the switches.
All of these in front of me?
We're resetting the system.
Well, which system are you trying to reset?
Flip all the switches. I know you hear alarms going on.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
And you think you need to call your boss. Customers coming in. Keep your focus and please ignore them. This is the worst problem I've ever seen.
Oh, great.
Now it's affecting all of the machines. We've got one last chance to gain control.
Hold on then.
Find the door labeled 900 volts. Okay, now just you listen.
I've signed your paycheck.
You need to flip all the switches. We're resetting the system.
It's gonna shut the whole store down.
Flip all the switches. It's okay, ma'am. The lights went out.
Whoop, there went the light.
The circuit's waiting for another route.
I can't see anything.
Keep flipping all the breakers down the road.
4, 5.
Oh shit, you're on a cordless swap.
Hello? Now do I turn them back on?
Yes, ma'am, you turn them back on.
Hold on, then.
Every time you turn one on, you have to tell me that you turn it on. You have to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, it looks like everything's back on.
I'm checking the board now, and as a matter of fact, some of the lights are now turned from red to green, so it's actually working.
And I'm green on that side?
It looks like, yes, ma'am, it's a very successful job. You've done a very good job. Have yourself a cup of coffee on the house.
I've worked here for over a year, and I've never had anybody call me in the middle of the night and have me do that.
It happens from time to time, ma'am. It rarely happens, but it does happen.
Okay. So all of my computers and everything will all come back up and everything?
It might take about 2 or 3 hours, but they will come back up.
Okay, then. So it's okay for us to hang up then?
Yeah.